donations to build the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital in Johannesburg, but 9 months after its launch, the world-class facility is not fully open, and it seems it can't get enough money to cover its operational costs. It was, of course, built to help state and private patients needing cancer treatment, dialysis, and heart operations. It was really intended to be a model of what national health insurance could offer, but it needs 500 million rand a year to cover its operational expenses. It's receiving only 150 million from the state for the 2017-18 financial year. The question is, will it become a white elephant? We're joined now on the line by the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, and that's of course by Dr. Mandisa Maholwana. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Bongani, and good afternoon to your listeners.
There was much excitement when the hospital was launched at that party. What has gone wrong?
Thank you, Bongani, for the question. I think it is actually quite disheartening for us today to read reports that something has gone wrong with Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. As was agreed with government at the time of getting ready for operations for the hospital, was that Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital would open in phases just to make sure that we offer the right services to the patients, but also because of a project of this magnitude does take time to get off the ground. So for us, in fact, we are quite confident that we are on track according to the commitments we made both to national government but also to our donors on what we could deliver in the first financial year.
So what you're saying is the 150 million you're receiving currently is enough for what you need to do at the moment?
Yes, the 150 million rand is for us to start for the first financial year. So it is adequate, and it was budgeted accordingly with the National Department of Health for us to deliver services for this year.
What about the reports that you're not seeing enough patients and you don't have enough staff?
Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital is a referral hospital. It's a tertiary quaternary institution that will get referrals from other hospitals, and therefore the kind of patients we see are actually referred by other hospitals.
So what do you make of the criticism that because of the kind of monies you are receiving and in fact that you're not seeing enough patients, that maybe that money could have been better used somewhere else?
I think, as I've explained already, that we're a referral hospital, but not only that, a tertiary quaternary hospital.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at health services at this level of healthcare, they tend to be a whole lot more expensive than if you're looking at primary or secondary health care. But also, we're getting referrals from other hospitals. So we're ramping up. We've just started operations. And over time, we are looking to have those patient numbers increasing quite remarkably.
Sure. But do you accept the criticism that maybe other facilities are in more need of that kind of money as you try to ramp up your operations?
I think the minister did express, and I think it's international recognition, that a facility of this nature is not only necessary but critical to deliver the right of kind of services for children. And therefore, it is a necessary project on its own without comparing it to other projects. So we need this kind of level of healthcare for children of South Africa, but also a commitment to deliver this level of healthcare to children in the southern Africa region as well.
When you're fully operational, my understanding is that you will probably need as much as around 500 million rand a year. Do you have that kind of commitment from Treasury for your operating expenses?
The number of 500 million rand a year, Bongani, is a number that came up a while back when we were looking at a budget that would be needed to run this kind of a hospital at full capacity. I think it is really critical to realize that we are not going to be able to run at that capacity for a while. And therefore, by the time we get to a full capacity point of view, we will be able to have the necessary running costs that will be needed to run the hospital.
Are you going to depend entirely on government funding for your operating costs, or are there other ways that you're going to raise funds?
I think the model was always that we would always be looking at donor funding as well. I think it was really part of Madiba's ethos as well to get the nation involved in terms of making sure that we can raise funds for the hospital. the operational model for the hospital was always a combination of government funding, but also some donor funding that we would get from the nation of South Africa, but also any other external donors. So it would be a combination in terms of the funding model.
The reports that I've read suggest that, in fact, that was your promise to donors, that it would be almost entirely be funded by government in terms of the operating expenses. And Treasury says this is a non-profit initiative and it's made no commitments in that regard.
I think the minister has come out clear in his response in some of the questions to say that there was a commitment from Treasury and the National Department of Health in terms of supporting the hospital. And those agreements were made as far back as 2009 when Nelson Mandela was still alive. So I think those commitments are still in place. And we know that the donor funding, if there's still any appetite, we always welcome it. All the institutions in South Africa do get donor funding, except that it's not always reported. So other public hospitals as well actually do get donor funding for specific projects. And a lot of campaigns have been run to basically like renovate a specific unit or something. So even the government hospitals do not run entirely on government funding. There is donor funding for specific campaigns or specific projects.
You have top-of-the-range equipment. You've got operating theatres that can broadcast procedures involving partners and specialists even abroad. Are you encouraging other organisations to partner with you to assist?
Kino Cummies.